is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Ooh, we're doing Liberty Roundtable live. We're also doing USA Prepares, filling in for Vincent Fennelli live. Wow, all kinds of news that I was refused to use. I got, Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Stan.
You are very welcome, my friend. All kind of things are going on. Just a quick shout-out to the board op. Is everything good with USA Prepares as well? He can talk back to me. I just can't hear him. So, all right, well, hopefully.
We just can't hear him. You can hear him, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. I can hear him. Kurt can't hear him. And the audience can't hear him. But anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
It's all good, ladies and gentlemen. We're fired up, ready to rock and roll. And you know what? There's so many things to discuss. It's just beyond imagination, Kurt. We're discussing last hour this interesting deal about Victoria's Secret. And Victoria's Secret, I guess, has this deal where they wanted this lady, an employee of Victoria's Secret, told this woman who went into Victoria's Secret, hey, I want you to, she wanted to breastfeed her baby, so the employee said, why don't you go back in the alley and breastfeed your baby? And right at the end of the hour, I was pointing out that, you know, a female's body part used for appropriately two different things is inappropriately used by Victoria's Secret. The problem is this woman breastfeeding doesn't really pursue their image, Kurt.
That's exactly right.
And I kind of think this is an important story to cover. A woman claims Victoria's Secret employee told her to breastfeed her son in an alley. And what do you think about that, Kurt? On one hand, you could say, well, hey, they're trying to keep up their image. It's just not very flattering. I mean, it doesn't make women feel sexy, feel desired, feel. And that's what Victoria's Secret builds their whole business on. And so when a woman wants to kind of go in there and breastfeed, Kurt, it just kind of like kills the moment. You see what I'm getting at? And therefore, that's why that was told to this woman. The sad part is this woman doesn't really understand that, Kurt. She doesn't realize that, well, her desires that are at odds. She's a conflicted person, Kurt. You want to respond to that?
Well, it's exactly right what you say, Stan. It's sad that, but Victoria's Secret is not promoting the families and children and having babies and stuff like that. They're all about promoting the opposite uses of the body from what God intended a good mom to be. They don't really want to encourage families, et cetera. They're just wanting to promote the whole, in my opinion, the wrong uses of those things. And the bottom line to the story that I saw that was interesting to me, I guess it's a lie in Texas that says that, hey, wherever a woman is, if she's needing to breastfeed her baby, wherever she is, that is where she can do that. And so, as far as I can see, even though Victoria's Secret is trying to, you know, put up a show and say, hey, you know, we welcome that law here, I think their attorneys probably told them, well, it's a law in Texas, so wherever they are, if we want people in our stores, we better say they're welcome to do that, because otherwise we're going to have to fight the state of Texas.
Well, the interesting thing about this that I want to kind of mention is, you know, people don't understand that the more you obey the laws of God, Kurt, the more you're at conflict with the world. And so what I want to say to this lady is, ma'am, first off, you probably shouldn't be going to Victoria's Secrets in the first place. But if you go to Victoria's Secrets, you know what? If you're going to step into that, quote, world, you need to leave your baby home. You know, you need to go in there and carry out whatever it is that you're there to do. Not that I am for that. I'm just saying you can't have both of them be offended when it's not working. And, you know, the problem is, hey, having babies ruins the body, Kurt.
Well,
if you believe in the world's way.
There's a news story on that just a little while back. And the cool thing about the lady that wrote having a baby ruins the body is the point that she really made was, man, what a great thing to happen. And she just fell in love with her little baby. And that's the way that typically good moms are. God made them that way so that, hey, they don't mind the changes that happen to them, and that God is in control. And,
but it only ruins the body, Kurt, if you're into that other view that, you know what, it's supposed to be the whole world runs on desire, and the whole world runs on your base instincts, and the whole world runs on what's sexy, and the whole world runs on... And if you go down to that natural man state, Kurt, you know, then, hey, everything's at odds with, in my opinion, the proper role, the natural cause, the appropriate view, the et cetera. And I just want people to understand, you just can't run around all conflicted. Man, I don't know why they won't just let me nurse my baby right in the middle of Victoria's Secret, because it just destroys all that they're about, guys. You should go home and skip Victoria's Secrets and nurse your baby. Or go somewhere appropriate to nurse your baby. Now, I'm not saying women don't have the right to nurse their babies in public. I'm not saying that. I'm trying to get across a different viewpoint with relation to modesty and with intent. You know, what's this lady doing when her baby's hungry out pursuing sexy clothes for? Okay, that's the point that I'm getting at, that I think is important. All right, Apple's in the news, Kurt, and they're going to have to refund a bunch of money. Okay. Apple to refund what they call store app purchases made without parental consent, and they say that about $32 million bucks they're going to have to refund over this. Do you got a comment on this, Kurt?
Well, you know, we've seen this. I mean, I see this occasionally myself. Your child knows your password or something like that, and hey, they just click on this and click on that, and you get charged for it. And so now some lawyers. And lawyers are pretty smart about this. They look and say, hey, where are there some deep pockets? And where are there a whole bunch of people that get, you know, that would be part of a class action lawsuit and that would feel kind of good about getting some of their money back? And then they go after them. I've seen it happen with, for example, Verizon, with banks, in my case, I think it was Wells Fargo. You know, in this case, they looked and said, hey, you know, what about all these charges that they may have seen on their own bill? And these attorneys got together and said, hey, we're going to go after Apple. And as a result, hey, they're going to be refunding a few bucks.
Yeah, there you go. I find that interesting. Personally, I don't let my kids use my cell phones, so that never happens to me. But I can see that it's a problem. They say also, one of the problems is, let's say that you make a purchase, Kurt, and then you set your phone down and your kid starts playing with it. Your kid, within a 15-minute window, can make whatever purchases they want without the password as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So anyway, it creates all kinds of problems.
And the whole password thing, you know, I mean, at least to me, man, it's just a weird world. We got all these ways of charging people. You know, I mean, you've seen it in the past with these texting and stuff. You'll see some billboard that says text such and such number or whatever. And then I remember spending hours on the phone trying to get these things squared away.
What you do is you don't text those folks, and then you don't need to spend hours, Kurt.
Yeah, because somebody would text them. And they didn't even know they were going to charge $10 for some tech. You know, then, you know, you'd get this bill and you'd go, wow. Kind of like that bill we talked about last hour with the hospitals charging between $3,300 and, what, $70,000 for a baby in California?
Yeah, it'll get worse, too, probably, just with Barack care. All right, couple quick last stories, then our guest.
Oh.
Benghazi attack was absolutely preventable, they claim, Kurt. what I find fascinating is the mainstream press reports that, but nobody's really accountable. No heads are rolling. No, Hillary's not in trouble for virtually perjuring herself on the stand or before Congress or whatever. And they say it was preventable, but there's no accountability. No one's responsible, Kurt.
Well, what do you expect? If you or I had done the Gazi, hey, we'd be in big time trouble.
All right, let's have our guest chime into this one. Scott Bradley, TubeObserveTheNation.com. We had a little trouble getting a hold of him, some technical difficulties, but we got it all solved. Scott, what do you think? Benghazi, preventable, the mainstream press says, and the government says, but the problem is no accountability. No one's heads rolling, no one's in trouble, no one's accountable for the deaths that took place due to their, in my opinion, lack of willingness to stand up for our people, number one. And number two, the cover-up's the bigger issue that I have a problem with. Isn't that what took down Nixon in the day? They say, well, what he did was wrong, but it wasn't that bad. It was the cover-up that got him. What about this case? Is the cover-up going to get Hillary, sir?
Well, you know, no, it won't get Hillary because she's a darling of the left, if you will, and I don't think it'll get her. I think that they'll cover for her till the cows come home to use the old farmers' addicts, but you mentioned Nixon and his Watergate situation, and what Nixon did was wrong, and he should have been removed from office, and his resignation was a setup so that Ford could pardon him so that he couldn't be charged with anything. I mean, this was pardoning for all sins, past, present, and future, and known and unknown. So, I mean, the Nixon thing, Nixon was a crook, I mean, in spite of what he told everybody, but his were small potatoes in comparison to what's going on in this nation right now. And, of course, Benghazi's just one of dozens and dozens of issues that could be brought forth where incompetence and, you know, any kind of subversive nature, this idea of changing the nation, I mean, that Obama promised to do. Yes, he is. He is changing this nation in a way that will, if we allow it to continue to go forward, we'll never see this nation as it was designed by the Founding Fathers. Now, I believe we can turn it around, so don't say I'm a naysayer, doomsayer, whatever like that, but we're on a bad trajectory. The Benghazi thing is interesting that you bring up, just since it's a little narrow-focused thing. Benghazi, I've looked at the report.
All right, you got to hang on a quick second, Scott. We're doing a simulcast. We're filling in for another host. We're doing two shows at the same time. Liberty Roundtable and USA Prepares on your radio. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crowley filling in for Vincent Finelli. He's at a Kiani conference meeting the top brass up there and everything else in Florida. So we're filling in. Back in seconds on USAPrepares.com radio.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry to disappoint. I'm not Vincent Finelli, but I am Sam Bushman, along with Kurt Crosby, filling in for Vincent Finelli on USA Prepares, simulcasting with our own radio talk show, Liberty Roundtable. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Teton Sports, TetonSports.com. Also brought to you in part by FreezeDryGuy.com. And those are our sponsors. They support us. Please support them. Scott Bradley with us riding shotgun. We got all kinds of stories to talk about. And I want to move to this story. In defeat for Tea Party, House passes $1.1 trillion spending bill. The Republicans absolutely melted down and waffled. And I don't even really hear a whimper from the, quote, Ted Cruz camp or the Rand Paul camp. I don't hear anything. We've lost a big one, Scott, and they've failed and put the Republicans in a very bad position for 2014. Do you want to go with the guys that won and saved us from the budget crisis, at least according to the mainstream press, and vote Democrat? Or do you want to vote for the failed split Republicans that got nothing done and had to be towed around by the neck by the Democrats for solutions? That's not the truth, but that's the way it's being pitched as a big loss took place. Your thoughts?
Well, that of course is the media spin because of the darlings that they promote and propose. I sometimes believe that the Republicans have a death wish. I mean, they're in kind of a death spiral right now because they're trying to be all things to all people. There's an old adage, try to please everyone and you please nobody. And fact of the matter is, there isn't anybody talking about the fact that the Constitution doesn't allow what they're doing right now in terms of what they're spending money on. I mean, it's very clearly spelled out in the United States Constitution. And, you know, sure, the House has the responsibility, Article 1, Section 7, to begin the budget process, but that doesn't mean they can go spend money willy-nilly for whatever they want. Now, by the way, I might mention as a sidebar here, the $1.1 trillion thing that they passed is not the whole federal budget. Nobody ever mentions the fact that all that is the discretionary budget that they have that they could affect. Now, that whole thing is a false front of everything because everything should be on the table. Everything is part of the budget process. But But they've got mandatory spending, they've got discretionary spending, they have interest spending. By the way, under discretionary spending, you have defense. I mean, so one of the charges that they're given to defend this nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic, is something that they can whittle away and chop away at, but the entitlement programs, so-called, largely, are untouchable. So the real budget is going to be, in round numbers, about $3.8 trillion. It looks like they're projecting about $3 trillion as the income, which, you know, both of this is like, oh, yeah, really? So we're going to go another nearly $1 trillion in debt this year with this new spending thing. So, yeah, nobody's really stepping up to this. They've kicked the can down the road, give them a pass. Nobody's got any courage to go in and say, wait a minute, we're off on a tangent. Arguably 80% of the expenditures in Congress every year are illegal, according to the Constitution. So, I mean, you know.
What percent is that again?
Arguably, and I'm talking round numbers, 80%. I mean, you start talking about the unconstitutional war.
Yeah, I'd go more towards 90, but I get your point.
Okay. I mean, we can say 80, 90%. Who cares? It's such a big portion of the budget that we shouldn't even be having to discuss this right now. Congress is not doing their job. I mean, if they did their job, we wouldn't have deficits. We've got money coming, $3 trillion coming in out of American taxpayers' pockets. And they still spend more than that.
And it'll get worse. The Republicans set themselves up for real trouble in 2014, in my opinion, because they got the blame for shutting the government down. Now they get the blame. They just went along and had to shut up. They were forced into silence on this spending, into oblivion. They didn't hold the line. They didn't articulate for accountability. They just kind of let it go and lost. All right, Duck Dynasty's in the news, Kurt.
I didn't.
That is correct. The Dynasty is in the news. Now, Sam, to me, the interesting part of the story, Scott, is that they're telling us the headline from Deadline.com is that they say Duck Dynasty returns to 8.5 million viewers, down 28% from season 4 premiere. Now, if you just read the headline, you think, well, gosh, you know, if they're so good, why are they down? Well, I put one in part of the notes, Sam, I put one of the 181 comments, which points out that what happens is there's quite a few people that are kind of ticked off with A&E, their syndicator, and that they are simply saying, hey, I don't want to support A&E. I might support Duck Dynasty, but since they're still on A&E, I don't want to.
All right, back in seconds on USAPrepares.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Actually, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman running his fingers at the controls in his mouth. Thank for the GCN producer up there taking care of business as well. And you got Scott Bradley and Kirk Crosby with the intelligence on the broadcast today. I got an IQ of about 50, so just hang tight with me. I'm doing my best to keep up, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so, Kirk, just to wrap up this Duck Dynasty thing, the mainstream press is trying to make you believe that they're down to 8.5 million viewers. That's a 28% drop from their four-season high, and they're trying to make you believe it's Duck Dynasty that's out of favor with the audience. Your whole point of the article is that's misleading, to say the least. That ain't true, is it?
Well, and that, yeah, that's exactly right. Good point. And if you don't read, we always tell you to read the articles typically upside down. Now, we don't mean articles that you might find on Liberty Roundtable, but we do mean articles that you find from places like NBC or CBS or whatever. Got to read the last part of the article. Maybe you'll find the truth. In this case, you got to read the comments.
And the truth in this case is folks just aren't happy with A&E. They simply think, you know what, I'm glad Duck Dynasty stood up and the Americans backed Duck Dynasty and Duck Dynasty won. But the truth is no one likes A&E. And if Duck Dynasty went elsewhere, it could be an absolute rock star event. Let's say Duck Dynasty teamed up with Ben Swan. Ooh, yeah, something like that would be awesome. So we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. But people are rejecting A&E, not Duck Dynasty. That's our humble take on the story. Now, Kurt, we also had a listener email us because we mentioned an Article 5 convention, or I call it a con, a constitutional convention. And I was against a con in every stretch of the word. Absolutely 100% against it. And some people say, well, Sam, if the states call for it, don't you believe that it's constitutional to have one? Well, maybe. It depends on what you mean by the states call for it. You can't count the states who tried to secede from the Union and weren't allowed to be let go. You can't count the states that called for a con and now have changed their mind. Well, Sam, once you call for a con, you always call for a con. No. This idea that you somehow are held to these decisions that you can't take back or change your mind on or review or undo, it just isn't true. Anything you can agree to, you can unagree to, if you will. And so that's kind of the problem. But we had a listener, in my humble opinion, email in an absolutely awesome response to that. What I want to do is get to that really quick. Kurt, if you've got that handy, we'll do that, and then we'll have Scott Bradley to PreserveTheNation.com respond.
Very good. Kathy writes in, and she says, thank you. I totally agree. A convention of states will not save our nation. While I cannot say for sure that an Article 5 convention would rewrite our Constitution, Article 5 proponents.
Now, I agree with her 100%. The point is we don't know what it'll do, and that's the whole poignant point she makes, and I concur.
Yeah, Article 5 proponents cannot guarantee it would not. Given the lawless disregard for our Constitution by this administration, Congress, and judges, the odds are that our Constitution would be endangered at a convention. Even James Madison said he trembled at the thought of holding another convention. Why risk our miraculous founding document? Prudence, not fear, is a virtue warranted in this matter. Let's not add political uncertainty or outright chaos to our economic woes. I went to Mount Vernon on December 7th, 2013, not that far back, hoping to observe the meeting of legislators. The grounds were gated, locked, and armed security told me no one was allowed in. I was later told by legislators leaving the meeting that all proceedings would be on YouTube. That has not happened. Article 5 states, the Congress, whenever two-thirds of both houses shall deem it necessary, shall propose amendments to this Constitution or on the application of the legislatures of two-thirds of the several states, shall call a convention for proposing amendments, which in either case shall be valid at all intents and purposes as part of this Constitution when ratified by the legislatures of three-fourths of the several states, or by conventions in these, or in three-fourths thereof, as the one or the other mode of ratification may be proposed by the Congress. Sam, this is rather lengthy. Do you want the whole thing read?
Well, the point is she's making is, hey, it takes a lot of work to really get a con going if you believe in Article 5 in the first place. Now, I believe Article 5 is constitutional. The founders put it there for a reason. I'm not denying that. My point is it's very difficult when you say, how do we get two-thirds of the states? Do you count the states that called for a con that now are saying, no, we don't want one now? We realize the danger there, or do you count states that tried to secede from the Union and were forced by the point of a bayonet to stay? What does two-thirds really mean? And that's what the debate kind of comes down to. I'm convinced it's just a foolhardy idea. If you can't use the laws that are on the books to hold people accountable, what makes you think rewriting a law from scratch or the potential for that to happen is going to hold accountability? Scott Bradley, sir.
Well, there's so much to be said about this. I've got an hour and a half presentation that I give on this very regularly, and there's an overwhelming argument against the con. But let me just say in the brief time we might want to spend on this thing, first of all, there's nothing wrong with the Constitution. The problem is that we've stopped applying it, and the scoundrels that have stopped applying it are the ones that are going to be sitting in George Washington, James Madison, Ben Franklin's, Edmund Randolph's, George Mason's, et cetera, seats that sat in the convention of 1787. The scoundrels that can't be trusted today to keep their oath of office, to defend, support, uphold the Constitution of the United States are the ones that are going to be sitting in those seats. Look at what happened the last time the United States had an opportunity to help a country write a constitution. Look at what happened in Iraq. Iraq was, you know, we overthrew their government. We were there to help them set up something that would be stable going forward. What got written with our assistance was a Soviet-style constitution. It's a constitution where you say, oh, well, you have the freedom of speech as limited by law. What kind of deal is that? The right to keep and bear arms? The only one that has the right to keep and bear arms are government agents in Iraq. And so here we have an absolute living document that says the United States fouled up the last time they tried to write some or help somebody write a constitution. You look at what happened, for example, when this was a few years ago, they had this effort to write an amendment for marriage was between man and a woman at the national level. And George Bush was there beating the band saying, yeah, we need this thing. Well, they couldn't muster the two-thirds of both houses in order to do that. And so what happened? George Bush says, oh, well, why don't you just bring me something we can all agree to? Domestic partners, things that have equal rights and everything else. It was one of those things that was so completely misdirected from what the intention of the original thing was. Now, here's a fallout of that effort, though, too. Those that wanted a federal amendment on marriage got frustrated by that. And so they joined the ranks of people that want to call a con, okay? So they want to call a Constitution Convention so they can get this marriage between a man and a woman thing. And so now they're beating the band for this thing, too. So what they're doing is they're frustrating good and caring Americans with things that aren't even supposed to be on the plate of the national government right now, and they're getting Americans that don't understand the issues saying, we got to rein in these turkeys that are in the federal government. We'll show them. We're gonna call a Constitution Convention. Well, think about it for a second. Who do you trust that you would put in that convention? And let's say you could find five people in this nation, which I doubt. They wouldn't be invited. They wouldn't be, and besides, they wouldn't want to come because all they want to do is go back to that magnificent document we were given, checks and balances, limited government, enumerated powers, you know, all of these things that really are the basis of our liberty would be on the table and at risk. And people say, oh, Bradley, you worry way too much. You're such a worrywart. You still got to ratify with 3/4 of the states, so 13 states could stop it if it was bad. If you look at the original convention that happened in 1787. They were charged with amending the existing Constitution, the Articles of Confederation. The Articles of Confederation were not put up for throwing out. Their charter said, basically revise it to make it more usable for us. A revision is an amendment. What they did is that a convention is an autonomous body. They can do whatever they want. And so they set aside that Constitution. Fortunately, they were honorable men that had been well seasoned in liberty and everything, and they wrote a document that has served us well until we started abandoning it. But they didn't just write a new constitution, they changed the ratification process on the old constitution and Articles of Confederation with 100% of the states had to agree without consulting Congress, without consulting the states, without consulting, you know, the people, anybody.
In other words, back then the balance of power was the opposite. We had too much power in the colonies or the equivalent to the states, and that's why we needed a federal government because the states in self-interest were destroying each other. And the balance of power has swung too far to the feds now, but there's so many questions to be answered if we really had a con. For example, would you have representation based on the number of legislators? Would that give liberal states or large states a distinct advantage? Could ordinary citizens be delegates, or only legislators or governors? Could they be chosen? Who would decide all this stuff? And Kathy brings that point forward in an article, too. It was so well done. She sent it to us in a comment, and I approved her comments up on LibertyRoundtable.com. She said, could the convention be taken, votes be taken by voice, or would it have to be recorded? Would Robert's rules take effect at the convention? Would the convention be open to the public or be held in secret? Would the media cover it? Who would pay for it? It goes on and on. If last reality is it diverged from its, quote, intended or publicized purpose, would there be a plan B? How well would that be enforced? There are too many unanswered questions about a con-con. Scott?
Well, again, I go back to the fact that this kind of sums up what you've just said, all these questions. Conventions are autonomous bodies. That means they're standalone. They're answerable to no one. And they proved it in 1787. They wrote a new constitution. They put the ratification process in. There was a much lower bar. All of those things. They could throw out Robert's rules. They could put in some kind of executive mandate. They could do anything they wanted. They could say you could vote with text messaging to approve it, whatever.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. USA Prepares, taking a quick pause. Liberty Roundtable continues. Joint broadcast in seconds. We're filling in for Vincent Finelli on USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
If you've ever wanted one of our solar-powered backup generators but wanted to buy one at the absolute lowest price, you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Solar generators provide life-saving electrical power, and unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce free electricity from the sun, and provide critical backup power when you need it most. Now, pay close attention, because every year we accumulate a handful of solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special area in our warehouse and then discount them heavily. We call them scratch and dent units, but truth is, they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty, and this year, special bonuses totaling over $2,000. Don't wait, they'll go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com. Get incredible savings on plug-and-play solar generators at scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby filling in for Vincent Fennelly. He's on the road going to a Kiani conference. He's going to be talking to the top brass there, doing a great job learning about everything and bringing back incredible information for you, the USA Prepared listeners, USAPrepares.com. And so we're filling in for Vincent, doing a simulcast of Liberty Roundtable and USA Prepares. Got that going on. And next week, Vincent's flying to Utah. We're going to broadcast live together from my studio Thursday. And then Friday, we will be at the CSPOA conference live, broadcasting both of our shows together. And on Monday, we'll be together again before Vincent flies home. So we got cool stuff going on, ladies and gentlemen. Beware for that. All right, Kurt Crosby, Scott Bradley with me. We're talking about all kinds of interesting news, the ConCon disaster. And if you want to see Scott Bradley's presentation on that, look on the YouTube and look up Scott Bradley. You can check that out now. It's under the balanced budget amendment, virtual deception. The balanced budget amendment would be nothing but disaster. But anyway, I digress. Kurt Crosby's with me. And Kurt Crosby, you got a John McCain update for us, sir? Your favorite friend, John McCain, huh?
You know, every time I see this John McCain in the news, I always think of your questions to him, Sam.
So I went to an event with Kurt. We were at the Taxpayers Union event, and I asked John McCain a question, and John McCain just used his big microphone and just shut me down, didn't really honestly answer the question. He was so demeaning and so rude, and I thought my question was appropriate. Then he kind of shouted me down, and I didn't get a chance for a follow-up question. That's just how the bureaucrats and politicians roll, and then they wonder why we don't like them and why we have this anger and frustration towards them. It's amazing. But anyway, Kurt.
Yeah, and this story, you know, as soon as I saw the headline, I thought, the pot calling the kettle black. But anyway, the headline reads, John McCain calls out congressional pork on Twitter. Now, if anybody knows what pork is, well, John McCain ought to be able to recognize it because he's the source of a lot of it. But anyway, they say now he's an opponent of wasteful spending. But anyway, it's not where I'd go to find out about wasteful spending as John McCain, huh, Scott?
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring up John McCain. That's a whole other bucket of worms. And I'll just say a couple of two or three things. Yeah, John McCain, when you talk about Sam, you were demeaned by him, shouted down. If anybody has ever followed John McCain on his cover-up of the POW effort to recover those POWs that were left behind in Vietnam, you know, you'd think anybody should understand this best of all would be John McCain. there's a whole bunch of stories behind that as to why I think he isn't helping do that. But he puts the people down, the family members of the POW that were left behind, the MIAs and POWs. I mean, he is basically completely arrogant and disrespectful and slams them. And it's because of him, I think, that we abandoned so many of our men that were taken captive. You go on and then you look at people and they say, hey, let's Republicans got to take back the Senate in this next election so we can fire Harry Reid. I say, good grief. Who are you going to put in Harry Reid's place? I mean, you're going to put a John McCain or a, you know, maybe an Orrin Hatch or something like that? I mean, come on. I mean, what are we going to have? But, I mean, you know, at best would be a Harry Reid light, but I'm not even sure it'd be light. It's absolutely absurd. But you say we can throw the bums out, put somebody else in, but you look who's standing in line maybe to take the next assignment, and I think there would be six of one, half dozen of the other. There is no difference in terms of the substance and the real basis of what would be there. If you fired Harry Reid and you put one of those other guys I've just mentioned in there, you'd find exactly the same kind of outcomes that you've got in Congress right now. Little different flavor, little different spin, but it'd basically take the country down the same bad path. So, yeah, John McCain's not what I'd call an icon of liberty or constitutionalism or anything that has anything to do with restoring the nation. So don't get me started.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. USA Prepares is finishing up. Hey, Kurt. Yeah, part of the problem is people have a tough time hearing. USA Prepares show's ending. Kurt, I'll wrap it up and tell everybody to go to usaprepares.com. And Vincent Fedeli will be live on Monday. And then, of course, later next week, Sam, Vincent, and Kurt will be all live together for 3 days in a row. It'll be fantastic. So we got that going on Thursday, Friday, and Monday next week. And don't forget Ziggy's Monday as well. Be there. That's going on. So thanks to Vincent for letting us fill in. Hopefully we did a stellar job on the radio. Thank you and everyone else. Thank you, Scott Bradley. And USAPrepares.com is the website. Thanks so much.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.